Good morning, members of media. I am very elated at this point in time, having regard to the fact that having started this journey something in 2009, it wasn't easy. It was very difficult because I had a lot of challenges in the organization, but I triumphed. It was resilience, courage, and help from God brought me this far, with some help from some good friends that I will always cherish as long as I live. What I plan to do with this knowledge is to see how better I could have the force move from strength to strength, because we have realized that it's not easy at this time in regard to the fact that persons are very learned in the law, and it's very important and pivotal for police to up their game in relation to the law. So I'm hoping sincerely that I'll be given the opportunity to showcase or to help my fellow colleagues, whether junior or senior, so that all of us could make a meaningful contribution to law and its development, and we do the right thing and then let the respect that we had once before, that the police once again receive that respect from members of the public and for the field. What I plan to do also is to embark on a training program, if I'm given the opportunity, and so that whatever I've learned, I would be able to share with my colleagues, and even advise members of the public on how things should be done, their do's, their don'ts, whether you're an accused or a victim, I am prepared to showcase my knowledge and to ensure that all of us be schooled in the law and ensure that we all deal with the law in its entirety. All right, my column vehicle is very long, right? Right now I'm pursuing a doctorate in terrorism and counterterrorism. I have degree in law, as you could know, now my LEC. I have a master's in legal studies with a major in criminology, and I have countless amount of certificates. And so my whole thing is that education is the key to success. With education, it makes your job become more simple, and it would help to showcase what the force could offer in that regards. So I continue to pursue my education in whatever field.
If you just speak to young officers, both men and women, what would your encouragement be to them?
Yeah, be disciplined. Discipline is a hallmark of anything moving forward. And you have to be committed, and you need to have the resilience to move forward. Irrespective of what the circumstances is, you might have challenges, roadblocks, and so happening while you pursue your goal. But continue, don't stop.
Would you charge them to follow in your footsteps?
Well, I would like them to follow my footsteps, but it calls for a lot of resilience and courage to do so.